and another good CPD resource. Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose, and today, following on from the Orthomedia website I mentioned last week, I wanted to draw your attention to another great blog relevant to urgent care. I think we've mentioned this blog before over the years, and I know that Dave Sorrell, our Director of Clinical Training, has linked to it from our Facebook page, but laceration repair.com is a site created by Dr. Brian Lynn, an ED physician from the USA. This blog site is intended as a free, open-access medical education resource for physicians and nurse practitioners who provide acute wound care. So in other words, it's aimed at us. And indeed, it is nice to see in their welcome paragraph that urgent care is mentioned. Last week, I had a fingertip versus door with a partially avulsed nail and a nail bed laceration with underlying tuft fracture. This prompted me afterwards to review the website section on nail bed injuries, not least because there is always some contention over whether you remove the nail and how you close the wound and so on. It was great to read through and consolidate what I know and what I did. This blog has all kinds of other articles on complicated wounds like dog bites, lip wounds and so on, and it also runs through basic suturing techniques, wound care, wound preparation, etc. There are sections on burns, anaesthetic blocks, patient resources, and there are lots of videos you can watch too. I have found it a really useful website to review and refresh topics, and also learn new things. It's a useful resource for CPD, and like I mentioned last week, we should all seek out CPD that refreshes our skills whilst also teaching us new things. I must say, some of the techniques on this blog are beyond my level of comfort, and that is an important part of any CPD activity, recognising where you stray from your scope of care. This might prompt you to apply for a course where you can be taught techniques in person by a specialist. But for a complex lip laceration that I would be referring to a plastic surgeon to repair, seeing and reading about this process is still beneficial to me. It's helpful for me to see how these things are done, not least because we can then explain it better to our patient. So even if some of the techniques have gone beyond your skill set, learning about the journey your patient will go on is valuable. CPD is so important to urgent care. The breadth of our scope is such that we cannot be expert in everything, but we must have a knowledge base that spans everything. I feel we must, to use languages as an analogy, be conversational in multiple languages, if not fluent. And this doesn't stop us being pretty good in one or two languages, but we should be able to hold a conversation in all. And it's sites like lacerationrepair.com and the orthomedia.org.uk, together with many others we've mentioned on this podcast, coupled with all the journals you can search on PubMed, or the foam links you can find from dedicated urgent care Facebook groups or Twitter, that enable us to easily keep up to date with the latest developments, or to relearn prior knowledge, and to refresh our conversational linguistic skills in the myriad of topics available to us in modern medicine. So if any of you have any suggestions for useful, free, open access medical education sites, please do let me know. There is such a smorgasbord of CPD out there, I'm keen to direct all our urgent care community to the best and most useful. So let me know at podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz, and also do make sure you check out the link to Dr. Lynn's great website in the show notes, lacerationrepair.com. Now we'll be back again next week with another podcast. I look forward to seeing you all then, but for now, thanks for listening.